This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for patient John Wasky, W-A-S-K-Y, Medicare Records 153-166, Delta 517-1985. Referring physician, self-procedure, perform EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsies, neck cardiopolypectomy, date of the procedure January 6, 2023, indications, blood in the stool, nausea, vomiting, epigastric pain, changing bowel habits, constipation, diarrhea. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, sigmoid colon polyp, pure pregap, deformization, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum terminal ileum for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication aspirin, mental anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, pure pregap, operative procedure, aspirin double template, pure terminal ileum was examined, pure pregap, findings, EGD findings, otopharynx appear normal, pure pregap, esophagus, appear normal, pure biopsies taken from distal esophagus to eosinophilic esophagitis, pure pregap. Stomach, there's diffuser edema in the antrum and body. Biopsies taken from radish pylori, pure pregap, duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, pure. Biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum, from celiac disease, pure pregap. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure sigmoid descending colon, appear otherwise normal, pure. In the sigmoid colon, there's a cyst polyp about 5 millimeters that was removed by snare cardiopolypectomy, pure pregap. Spleen flexure appear normal, pure pregap. Transverse colon, hepatic flexure appear normal, pure pregap. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, pure. Terminal ileum appear normal as well, pure pregap. Biopsies were taken from the right colon and left colon, rule out microscopic colitis, pure pregap. Recommendations 1, follow pathology report. Number 2, anti-inflammation. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinic links. Number high fiber diet. Next number 5 is supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.